Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tower,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello, everybody, and welcome to DVC Newscast. I'm Peter, and this is episode 160, and this week I am joined by Sue. How are you doing, Sue?
I'm doing great, Peter, and you?
I'm doing really well. Shannon is on a cruise, a Royal Caribbean cruise, so she couldn't join us, but hey, she's probably having a better time than we are. But
this is true.
But we're having a good time. You know, there's some good news this week to talk about. But before we get to that, we want to thank our sponsor. And this week's sponsor is the DVC resale market. And if you are looking to buy DVC points, if you listen to some of our My DVC Points podcasts as a potential member and you're interested in buying on the resale market, well, the DVC resale market is the place to do it. They are the number one supplier of resale contracts in the country. And Sue, my co-host here, she works for them. So she's one of their many well-trained. I think everybody on your staff has formerly worked for DVC,
yes.
Right?
Yep. They've all sold for DVC.
These people are all expert guides on the ins and outs of DVC and everything like that. And also, if you're maybe thinking of changing up a contract, selling a contract, replacing it with a different location, give them a call because they're going to help you out and they'll get you your sale as well. With that, I am going to get into our news, and I think Sue's going to start us off with the first article. And this was an interesting drop that came out. Like, no one knew it was coming, and it's not that exciting, certainly, but it's an interesting piece of news related to DVC.
It's interesting because it's the first in-park DVC Welcome Center that's coming to Walt Disney World, and they don't have any Welcome Centers in any of the parks. So Disney has announced the opening of a new DVC Welcome Center in the Canadian Pavilion in Epcot. The location will serve as a walk-in sales location for individuals to learn more about the Disney Vacation Club program and will be called Chateau de Voyage. It will feature a walk-through model room of Island Tower at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. This is very similar to the Disney Springs location that opened last year with its own model villa for Disney's Riviera Resort. It is clear that this is not intended to function as a member lounge, though assuredly members will be encouraged to visit and consider adding on points. So it really is a sales center that they're going to have. Locating it in Canada, I was just kind of surprised it wasn't located in the American Pavilion.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah.
You know? But we do have a lot of Canadian members, and we have a lot of Canadians who come down here. And so this will also give them an opportunity to be able to see one of the model rooms. I'm excited because I want to go over and see the model room myself.
If you don't really want to take the time to go over to the Polynesian and see what a room is like, certainly you can do it right there in the parks. I'm sure it's, for the most part, going to be walk-in. And I get why they're doing it. I mean, my guess is they're probably seeing some success from, they did put one into California Adventure at the old, used to be the Blue Sky Cellar, I think.
Right.
They converted that. I don't think there's rooms in it, but it's a you know, sales center. Yes. And then also I heard they're putting a room into the lounge that's in Disneyland that you can basically go in there and see a model room as well. So there's going to be a little bit of a sales center there. They also put the one in Disney Springs. They must be seeing some success with this. I'm actually surprised they haven't done it sooner because to get somebody in the park, they have all these centers in the park, right? For that you can go to and be like, oh, ask us about DVC, you know?
Right.
But then you have to make an appointment normally to go over to Saratoga Springs to actually see the sales pitch. And I can see where this makes sense for Disney to be like, hey, we can give people a sales pitch without really disrupting their day.
Right.
Other than taking whatever 45 minutes out of their day or something like that. But instead of having to drive them all the way over to Saratoga Springs and that. So I get why they're doing it. Again, people should realize this isn't a member lounge or anything like that. That they're putting in. It wouldn't make a lot of sense to have two in Epcot anyways. But I think it's probably good for DVC.
I think so too. I agree with you. When I worked for DVC Direct and I was over at Saratoga Springs, you're right. People had to leave their vacation to come over and you had to incentivize them right. to be able to do that. But then it was getting back into the park and transporting back into the park. This cuts it down and it cuts down your time as a person who may have some interest. You can walk in, you can get some information, you can see what one of the rooms looks like. Typically, your significant other will be with you in the park, where we would have a lot of tours that would come in and they would be just one partner. And you know that you would not make the decision to spend $30,000 without your wife's approval if you want to be happy. So at least here, both people can come in and take a look at it. It's not going to take a lot of time out of their day.
Yep. Yeah. So makes a lot of sense.
Yep. I think it's really good. So Chateau de Voyage.
Kind of a fancy yes. name for a sales center, but.
The House of Voyage.
House of Travel. Yeah.
Travel,
House of Trips, I guess it would be.
Yes. Yes. Talk to us about what's happening with Island Tower inventory.
This is always good news for DVC members. Disney is adding more units to the Island Tower inventory. On March 18th, which was a little more than a week ago when we're recording this, Disney declared 18 more vacation homes for the timeshare inventory at the Polynesian Island Tower. This is the third declaration of inventory, bringing the total units available for members up to 72 units, which is about one third of the resort. If you're fairly new to DVC, you may not understand this, but when DVC opens a new property, not all the units are available for DVC members. You know, initially, usually they open about 20 to 25% is usually the initial start. And then they gradually over time open more rooms. The rest of them are available for Disney to sell as cash rooms. So a lot of times these new resorts are mostly going to be cash guests. But again, they increase this to about a third of the resort. The breakdown, this was available on DVCnews.com. 15 of the 39 Duo studios are now declared. So that's about 38%. So that's a little higher than the fraction. 26 of the 91 tower studio rooms, 9 of 26 dedicated one bedrooms, 18 of 46 lockoffs, only 2 of the 16 dedicated two bedroom villas. So only 12% of those are available for booking for members. So if you want a dedicated two bedroom, you're probably going to be out of luck. And then the two-bedroom deluxes, the penthouse villas, 2 of the 4 have been declared. I don't know if they're, I think one of them is the one that faces the park and the other one is the one facing away. The remaining rooms, of course, are still available for cash reservations. This isn't good or bad news, right? This is something they eventually do, but it's kind of says that sales are pretty strong initially, that they have to declare. This is the third declaration since they started sales back in October, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's selling pretty well, apparently. And the numbers say that. The numbers say that, you know, there's good sales for both the Poly and the Riviera have both been selling well of late. I know I don't have a separate article about sales, but the Riviera should be sold out end of next year. By the time they get to the Lakeside Lodge opening, the Riviera will probably be sold out and the Poly will probably be close to sold out by that point.
Right. I like that you gave the figures here because there are people who are members that I talk to from time to time who have said, you know, I'm trying to get into the Poly and I can't get into the Poly Towers. And, you know, I'm disappointed because they have all these rooms. And it's like, no, they don't have all those rooms for member points.
Right.
The majority of those rooms are still under cash because they haven't sold. And people kind of have this impression that when they opened up the Poly Towers, that all the rooms would be available to members. And it's like, no, not until it's all sold out. And then 2% is still retained by the developer. So 98% of the rooms can be used with member points. The other 2% when it's sold out is cash nights.
Yep. In this case in particular, even though it's a new tower that's opening, it's part of an existing DVC. So you already have a lot of members that own there at 11 months, and then you only have a small fraction of the building that's opening to those members.
Right.
So in this case, it's especially going to be difficult for, if you do not own at the Poly, to get into that tower. And that's that's why next week I'm going down, and I got a I got two nights in a duo, and I was all excited, even though I only got two nights. You know, I was able to get that at under 7 months, and I guess someone must have canceled or something, but it worked out for me. It's 30 points a night for a duo studio, but it's one of the premier, or no, they call them premium, I think. So
yes. Yep.
It makes a lot of sense that we're seeing this resort being hard to get into, basically. It's not really a surprise. But the good thing is, if you have a wait list, when they drop these, in theory, when they drop these add-ons, people should pop and get wait lists from that.
Correct.
Because basically they go into the inventory. They usually don't announce it ahead of time, so you got to get lucky. But in this particular case, you know, they put the inventory in, and once that inventory goes in, then those rooms become available to book. That's why it's always, with a new resort, it's always a good idea to put in a wait list.
Wait list.
Because you never know when they're going to pop some more rooms. And if you get lucky in your category, you might get a room that way.
And remember, you can have up to two wait lists at a time.
Yep. So you can do two categories.
Yep. Which is, it increases your chances.
For sure. And then that's the DVC related news, but some other good news from the parks coming out.
Yeah, we have some opening dates that have been announced for new attractions. The Disney Parks blog announced that The Little Mermaid, An Undersea Adventure, and Disney's Villains, Unfairly Ever After, would both be opening on May 27th of this year. The Little Mermaid show was originally announced to reopen last fall, but the extensive rebuild of the theater took more than expected, delaying it until this summer. While in the same location as the original show, this will be a revamped version and will include a rendition of Kiss the Girl and Daughters of Triton, which were not in the original show. I love that song, Kiss the Girl. It's just so catchy. The Villain show is replacing Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy on Sunset Boulevard and is expected to feature Cruella de Vil, Captain Hook, and Maleficent as live characters, with each character featured in the show on screens. No date was announced for the nighttime parade in Disney World, but Disney is pushing half off kids tickets from May 27th to September 20th, a three-day, three-park ticket for only $276 plus tax that does not include Magic Kingdom, as well as the free dining deals we mentioned last week.
But that's still a pretty good deal, $276 for Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom.
Right.
That's like $80-some a day.
Yeah.
I mean, a normal three-day ticket has got to be close to $400, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it is a good deal. They're looking to get the kids in here during the summer months. And you also have Universal's Epic Universe opened, and that's competition right now. But the parks at Disney, especially Animal Kingdom, is a great park for kids. And Hollywood Studios, it's kind of their way of saying, hey, come on back over here too, because we've got a lot to offer.
That's what I think about, especially with that three-day ticket deal, is like, okay, people are going to go to Epic Universe, but they're not going to be there for a week. Can we entice them to spend part of their vacation? There's no reason, as DVC members, you can still take advantage of the kid. Well, I don't know about the kids half off. That might be with a package. But certainly the $276 ticket, you certainly can take advantage of that. Do you know, Sue, I didn't look, actually, if the 50% off kids is just anybody buying tickets. Might be.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Apologize. We didn't check on that.
I didn't look that up. So
we didn't do our homework on that.
I can maybe pop the website up while we're talking about our last article. The last bit of news, also some fun news. There's a major Buzz Lightyear update coming in the fall of 2025. So Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin will be closing in August of this year for a major upgrade. Some of the details shared by Disney include: there's going to be a new character named Buddy who will be providing training at the start of the adventure, like a robot trainee. They mentioned a new show scene. I got to imagine it's just that first area where you kind of the cars like boot up, so to speak.
Yep.
I think that's going to be like kind of a little bit of a training area as opposed to just what it is right now. The ride vehicles are going to be enhanced with video monitors instead of just the little digital numbers on the screens. This is a big one. Blasters will be handheld instead of mounted in the vehicles. Yeah. So if anybody's been out to Disneyland, you can actually pick up the blasters and use them yourself. I have a video of myself double shooting the two blasters You know, when I was in the car by myself, I had both blasters going, which is a lot easier to do when you can pick them up.
Yep.
I think this is neat too. There's going to be basically an always on tracking beam of light from the blasters, and each blaster in the car will have a different color. The concept art showed one being red and one being blue, I think. I would assume each car has the two colors, so you're still going to have like other cars with the same color as you, but still, it should make it a little easier to aim. And then also the targets will not be static as they are right now, which doesn't really, I mean, the only way right now to tell if you hit something is if your score changes, right?
Right.
With this change, if you hit a target, the target is going to light up. So you'll be able to tell that you got something. It's hopefully going to make the ride a little more fun. The last few times I've been on this ride, I don't know how you feel, Sue, it kind of felt like it needed an update. Like the technology is falling behind where it should be. Compare it to Web Slingers and Toy Story Mania, and it's kind of like, yeah, this ride's okay.
Right.
So it's scheduled to reopen sometime in 2026, though they didn't give any time frame beyond that. I can't imagine that it's going to be, I would guess by summer of 2026, it'll be reopened. I can't imagine it's going to take that long, even if they replace all the ride vehicles. I picture they're probably just replacing the door panel to the ride vehicles.
Yeah, they're going to be a different color. The ride vehicles are going to be a different color. But if you go out and take a look on YouTube, you'll see some of the cast members and Imagineers who actually were trying out the guns and the targets. And I'm thrilled about it because before everybody had a red dot. It was a red laser that you shot and you didn't know if you hit it or not unless you looked down at your score. And with this, to see that it's going to light up, you can see your specific color. To me, it's something that should have happened quite some time ago. I mean, even the home video games that you have are better than this one was. I agree with you. I think the first part of the ride is going to be very similar to the testing area in Toy Story Mania, where you go into the first room and they have you, you know, shoot at different targets so that you can see where you're aiming and what's happening. And so you get prepared for the ride. So I kind of look at it like that.
I think it'll be a great improvement and maybe we'll justify the lines for that ride. Cause a lot of times nowadays I look at it and there's like 45, 60 minute wait. I'm like, eh.
It'll be interesting to see if they change the values on the targets, because there are so many of us who know which targets to hit to get the highest scores.
Right. Yeah.
And I would love to see them just destroy that and change the values so that those of us who got too used to it can go in there and go, oh my gosh.
You know. Going back to our last discussion with the Disney World ticket packages, the 50% off kids ticket does not look like you need to buy a package for that. And the 3-day, 3-park ticket as well. So those just look like ticket deals that you can purchase. I'm assuming with the kids ticket, you have to probably buy at least one adult ticket with that. But and it's only the free dining plan that requires a package. So to answer that question, you know,
fantastic.
We don't get any angry emails.
And speaking of emails, thank you. There have been some great emails out there and we definitely appreciate your feedback.
Yeah. We've been getting some reviews on iTunes and if you like the show, please go to iTunes, hit like and subscribe, or wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe to our podcast. It helps get it out and available wherever you want to listen to it. We're also on YouTube, though we don't do a video podcast, unlike Chad's main cast, which is usually video. This one is audio only, but sure. Any place that you can give us reviews, we really appreciate that. It helps us out. It helps us get more out there into the market and more listeners. So that's very much appreciated. And also check out the My DVC Points Facebook community. It's a great community. There's lots going on there. Lots of information. I just saw somebody posted pics of a stay at the Island Tower. And I will be there next weekend in a duo studio. I will be posting pictures and videos on the My DVC Points community of our room and the views and probably the fireworks and everything. So check that out. I'll also be heading to Jelly Rolls on the 6th, I believe it is, just August 6th, which is next Sunday. So if anybody stops by Jelly Rolls, I always say this, if If I'm at Jelly Rolls and you come up and you say, "Hey, Pete, I'll buy you a drink." I'll always do it.
Fantastic.
It's not, I don't know that it's really news, but they did announce for Jelly Rolls, the closing date, which is April 19th, is they are going to have a special day that day that they're going to open at 6 p.m. instead of the usual 7 p.m. And they are going to be having, usually there's a crew of four piano players. They're going to have all eight of of their piano players there that night. So it's going to be a special night. I'm sure it's going to fill up very quickly. Yeah. I would almost imagine you probably got to be there before six for the last night. I'm a little bummed that my timing wasn't quite right, but I'm still happy that I'm getting one more visit to Jelly Rolls in their current location. They are still saying they're moving to off property, so I'm going to be continuing to bang the drum for Jelly Rolls as a great place to visit when you're on your vacation. If you have some non-kid time allowed, if you're parents are with you and they can watch the kids or something like that, it's a great place to go out for the night.
So. Yeah, it is. It really is. It's going to be missed.
Yeah. But with that pretty much wraps up for today. Anything you want to talk about, Sue? Any upcoming plans?
No upcoming plans. I have friends who are staying at Saratoga this weekend and looking forward to seeing them. Other than that, no immediate plans for Disney.
All right. Well, then let's just wrap up by saying thank you to our three sponsors, which are the DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for their continued support of the MyDVC Points platform. And with that, I'm going to say bye, everybody. We'll see you real soon.
See you real soon, Peter.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.